Today's Amar is Yevamos Nunvava Min Aleph. We're holding on Nunvava Min Aleph, the second line from the top. Echad Ma'arev, Echad HaGoymer is Kana. So the mission is going back. Rashi's Mefarish. It's going back to all the different types of biyas that were listed in the Mishnah that Rashi categorizes as a biya garua, echad shoygeg, vechad mezed, echad oynes, vechad ratzayin. Even a biya that's a biya garua is the lashon of Rashi. Even a biya garua is kind of even though it wasn't done with the right intentions, with the right mindset bichlal, doesn't matter. It's still going to be kana. So the shaila is: as to what extent is a biya garua kana? Says the Gemara to Machlokes Amarayim. My kana. To what extent is it kana? Rav Amar kana l'kol. Rav says that this biya garua is kana just like any biya. It's mamish just like a regular biya. And after the yavam has this biya garua with the yavama, so now she's ishtay l'chol davar for all the regular parasha of yavam of yibam, whatever a normal biya would accomplish. So this biya garua accomplishes the exact same thing. That's shitas Rav. However, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel is chaylik. Shmuel says that no, a biya garua like kana el ledvarim ha'amurim b'parsha. It's not kana legamri. It's only kana the things that are listed lahedya in the parsha itself of Yibam. They do not become like a regular ish v'ishtoi. It's just kana with regards to the things that are listed in the parsha of Yibam. So what's that referring to? Two things. Number one, li reish b'nechse aviv. Number one, it says in the parsha of Yibam that Yaakov al Shem Achiv Ameis, that when the Yavam performs Yibam, so then he takes over the Yerusha of Reuven, he takes over the Yerusha of the dead brother. So through doing a biya garua, since the Torah is marbe a biya garua, that even a biya garua is kana, so it's marbe the things that are written in that parasha. So that means the Torah is referring for sure, at least, to yarshining the brother, and also ula paicha min ayibam, that now she's pater, she had her yibam, she's completely done, she's not yivam l'shuk anymore, she's not zakuk to any of the other yivamin, none of the other yivamin could be miyabim her or any of the other yivamis. It's a regular yibam with regards to these two things. These are the things that are written in the parasha, and it's in the parasha that the Torah is marbe biya garua. So it's only marbe klapi these things that are written in the parasha. So what's it not kana for? So we're going to see in the Gemara exactly what it's not kana for, but it has to do with a kayin being machal his wife with truma. So we know the halacha is that normally if you have a kayin, so a kayin is allowed to eat truma. A Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. If a kayin marries a bas Yisrael, so until now her whole life she was growing up, she wasn't eating truma. Now she marries a kayin, so a kayin is meichel his wife in truma. Learn that from a pasuk, that a kayin feeds his wife even though she's a bas Yisrael, so she's allowed to eat truma. That's the din of a kayin who marries a bas Yisrael. Now, after Eirusin, be'etzem midai raisa, she's already allowed to eat truma already after Eirusin. Chazal made gzeiras, different reasons. Why Chazal made a gzeira? One simple reason is because being that after Eirusin, she's still not mutter legamri to her husband, she's still living at home, so we don't want her eating truma. She's gonna come home with some truma, put it into the fridge, and her brother is gonna come and take it out of the fridge and eat it, not realizing that it's truma. So therefore, we do not allow her to eat truma. It's gzeira midrabanan. Midaraisa, though she could eat truma already after Eirusin. Midrabanan not. Instead, only after Nisuin, that's when she eats truma. So that's when you have a normal husband and wife. A normal husband and wife, a kayin, is Michael's wife in truma. However, when it comes to a biya garua, so it says Shmuel, a biya garua is only kana klapi the things that are said in the parasha of Yibam. But other in Yane Ishas, like a kayin being Michael his wife and truma, so when it comes to a kayin being Michael his wife and truma, this biya garua is not going to be kana when it comes to truma. So if let's say the Yavam's a kayin, the Yavama, assuming she's a Bas Yisrael, she's not going to be allowed to eat Truma by way of this Biya, when it's a Biya Garua. Now the Gemara clarifies, and the Gemara is going to have two different versions as to exactly what this case is. So says the Gemara, version number one, says the Gemara, that min anisuin l'dekuli alma achla. When it comes to Nisuin, meaning, let's say, Mrs. Reuven's marriage with Reuven was Nisuin. When Reuven died, so whether he died after Eirusin or Nisuin, Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam. Says the Gemara, though, If Mrs. Reuven fell after Nisuin, now Reuven's obviously also a Kayin, because if Shimon's a Kayin, and Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and they're brothers Menahav, so that means if obviously Reuven's a Kayin as well. So if Mrs. Reuven's relationship was with Reuven was that of Nisuin, so then Ledivri Akol Achla. So then everybody would agree that then she's allowed to eat Truma. Even though they do a Bia Gerua, even though Shimon's Miyabi Mrs. Reuven by way of a Bia Gerua, everybody would still agree, even Shmuel would agree that in such a case, even though a Bia Gerua is only kind of the things that are in the parasha, even Shmuel would agree in this case that Mrs. Reuven is allowed to eat truma. The reason is the havas ka'achla me'ikara, because anyways, she was eating machmas her marriage to Reuven. So since she was already eating anyways, so Shimon doesn't have to do much to get her to eat truma. She's already eating truma, machmas her marriage to Reuven, and therefore, even this bia gerua would be kind of klape that, the fact that she could now eat truma. That everybody would agree to, that if her marriage with Reuven was that of Nisuin, so then she's allowed to continue eating truma, even with the bia gerua. Ki pligi mina erisin. The machlokes Rav and Shmuel has to do with a case when Mrs. Reuven was married to Reuven, but only by means of erisin. Which, like we said, although midaraisa she eats truma, midarabanan she's not allowed to. So since until now she was not eating truma, albeit midarabanan, but she was not eating truma. So when it's a bia gerua, Chazal said that she's still not allowed to eat truma, even though now she's like his wife and he's kind of her with regards to Yibam. It's a valid Yibam. The Torah is marbit that it's considered a good Yibam. Still, it's only a good Yibam, klapi the things that are in the parasha of Yibam. But when it comes to being Meichel Truma, so that's when we'll have a machlaikas. Rav Amar Echeles, Rav will tell you that she could eat, because Rav holds that even a Bia Gerua is kind of legamre. Rav says that a Bia Gerua, she's completely Ishvish, she's completely his wife. The Rabbi Rachman, a Bia Shaygi, Kamezin, because the Torah taught us in the parasha that a Bia Gerua counts, a Bia Shaygi counts as a regular Bia. So it's 100% kind of. Whereas Vishmuel Amar Shmuel Tainis back that ki Rabbi Rachmana, the Ukme Bimakain Baal, that which the Torah is marbid, to be a gerua in the parish of Yibam is only to make it that now Reuven could be like in place Shimon, who's the Avam, that Shimon could now be in place of Reuven through Shimon doing a bia gerua, through him doing Yibam shaygeg mezid aynes ratzayin. So now he takes the place of Reuven, but lahalume mibal loy, but not to make him even stronger than Reuven. And Mamela, if Mrs. Reuven's marriage to Reuven was that of Erisin, so she was not eating truma, and then Shimon goes ahead and Shimon does a bia gerua. So Taina's Shmuel that Mrs. Reuven is still not allowed to eat truma, although the Torah was marba bia gerua. That's only to make it that now Shimon takes the place of Reuven. So Shimon takes the place of Reuven. What was Reuven's place? That Mrs. Reuven was not eating truma because they only did Erisin. So Mamela, Mrs. Reuven will not be able to eat truma through this bia gerua. And says the Gemara that according to this version, according to our understanding of the machlekas right now, so va'az de Shmuel l'tameh. So it comes out that Shmuel's l'shitasai, the Amr of Nachman Amar Shmuel, we have a recording in the name of Shmuel, that kol shahabal machil, yava machil, that any time the Reuven was able to be Michael his wife Truma, so then when the Yavam does Yibam, he also is able to be Michael his wife Truma. V'chol she'en the Baal Michael, Yavam ain't a Michael. And any time the Baal is not able to be Michael his wife Truma, so then the Yavam is also not. And Rashi explains the Gemara is touching up that what Shmuel was saying, he was discussing a bia gerua, meaning avada. Everyone agrees, even Shmuel would agree, if they do a regular Yibam, l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah, and everything. So then, of course, even though Mrs. Reuven fell from Erisin, and she wasn't eating truma, but now she's 100% Shimon's wife. She's ish the ishta l'chol davar, 100%. And of course, she's going to be able to eat truma now, machmas her marriage to Shimon. But Shmuel was talking about the bia gerua, and Shmuel was saying a klal that when it comes to bia gerua, so then the Yavam only takes the place of the Baal. So anytime the Baal was Michael's wife Truma, like after Nisuin, so then the Yavam will be Michael's wife Truma through this even just a Bia Gerua. But anytime the Baal was not Michael's wife Truma, so then the Yavam is also not, again referring specifically to a Bia Gerua, which is Shmuel l'shitasai of what we've been saying until now, that Shmuel holds a Bia Gerua is only able to take the Yavam and put him in place of the Baal, but it's not going to be Maichel Truma. It's not going to make him stronger than the Baal. And therefore, if they only had a relationship of Erisin, so through Abia Garua, Shimon is not going to be Maichel Mrs. Reuven Truma. Now says the Gemara, the Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says a case like this. You have a Bas Yisrael Pikachas, Shenis Arsa L'Kayin Pikayach. So you have a Kayin who married a Bas Yisrael. Pikachas means that she's a regular, meaning she's mentally stable. She's a Pikachas, she's a regular woman. And she got engaged to a Kayin who's also regular, as opposed to the Braisa is going to contrast it shortly with someone who's considered, who has the status of a Shaita, someone who's a deaf mute, who has the status of a Shaita. So the Braisa is going to contrast this halacha shortly with the case of a cheresh. That's why the Braisa speaks out pikachas. So says the Braisa, you have a kohen who marries a bas yisrael, regular kohen, regular bas yisrael pikachas, shenis arsa l'kohen. But all they did so far was erisin. And then, so right now she's not eating truma. Right now she's not eating truma because all they did was erisin. And then, v'lo hispik l'kohensa at shenis charesh. And the Kayin never got a chance to actually finish the marriage, to do Nisuin. At that point, so the Bas Yisrael was already considered, she was already Nischarish. She became a deaf mute. And, interestingly enough, that makes her into a Shaita. Even though she was considered a regular Pikachas until now. The day she becomes a deaf mute, boom, she's considered a Shaita. Halachically, she's considered a Shaita. And it was only at that point that the Kayin ended up finishing the marriage and doing the Nisuin. So the halacha is that in such a case, even though now they did nisuin, the halacha is eina aichalas. She's not allowed to eat truma. We'll see later. It seems like this is a gzeira. It's a gzeira atu kedushei cheresh. That we don't allow nisuei cheresh to eat truma, even though batzim she should be allowed to eat truma right now. They had a midaraisa, she was ready eating truma once they did erisin. It was only midrabbana, not because she was still living at home. Now they did nisuin, so now she's living with the kayin, so why can't she eat truma? It's a gzera, we don't want it to be that when someone does nisuin with the cheresh, that they could eat truma, because then someone might think that also erisin, that even when the kayin only did erisin with the cheresh, so that also she could eat, and there midaraisa she can't eat, because midaraisa there's no kedushin for a cheresh. Midrabbana, they were misaking that there's kedushin for a cheresh, but midaraisa there's no kedushin for a cheresh. So by Kedushei Cheresh, she's taken not allowed to eat Truma because she's not married to him, Midaraisa. She's not really married to him. So therefore, Chazawur Geyser on Nesuei Cheresh, Atu Kedushei Cheresh. So Al-Kopanim, that's the halacha. She's not allowed to eat Truma. So even though they got married, they did Erisin while they were both Pikchim. One, if she's Nescharsha, and then the Nesuin only takes place after she's Nescharsha, so it's Nesuei Cheresh. So now, even after the Nesuin, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Mace, let's say the Kayin dies, Reuven dies, and now v'nafla l'fnei Yavam Cheresh, and she falls to Yibam, to a Yavam who's also a Cheresh, so they're allowed to do Yibam, and the Yavam goes ahead, and the Yavam is miyabim her, so now this is a Bia Garua. This is a Bia Garua, because the Yavam is a Cheresh. The Yavam is a Cheresh, that means he's considered Hashaita. So obviously he's not having any sort of Kavana, L'shem Mitzvah, L'shem anything. So therefore, obviously this is considered a Bia Garua. He's not being mechavan l'shem the mitzvah. So this is a bia garua. And what's the halacha? Says the braisa, is that aichalas? Is that after this yavam is miyabim the isha? So now this bas yisrael, the woman, she's allowed to eat truma, even though it was only a bia garua. And says the gemara, says the braisa, bezu yafe kayach yavam mikayach habal. Now here you see an example of a case where actually the Yavam has more of a kayach than the Baal, because the Baal in this case was not able to be Maichel's wife Truma, because we had the Gezerah, and yet the Yavam, when the Yavam does even with her, so then she's allowed to eat Truma. So you see that even a Bia Garua is Maichel B'Truma, and the Bia Garua makes the Yavam even more than the Baal. So Bishlam al Rav Nicha, el Shmuel Kasha. So Bishlam, according to Rav, everything's fine. But according to Shmuel who said that a Bia Garua can never make the Yavam more than the Baal, so then it's a Kasha from this Braisa. From this Braisa here you see that there's a Bia Garua, and still the Yavam is being more than the Baal. So says the Gemara, Amar Lach Shmuel will tell you to answer the Braisa, that Eima Hachim, that say that this is what the Braisa means to say. Meaning, even though at face value, the Braisa seems to be discussing a case where the Baal was not able to be Meichel because they only did Erisin. They only did Erisin at the time that she was Nischarsha. So the Baal was not able to be Meichel. Still, when the Yavim is Meyabim, even though it's a Biagarua, because the Yavim is a Cheresh, he's able to be Meichel. That's what the Braisa seems to be saying. Says Shmuel that no, I'm going to turn over the Braisa and I'm going to switch the whole Gerasa, switch it all around. Eima Hachi, say that this is what the Braisa means to say. That v'loy hispik l'kayim sach nischarish enoy chalas betruma. That's all the same. That if they did kedushin and then he never got a chance to do nesuin until she already became a cheresh, so then she does not eat truma. However, says the Braisa, kanes, let's say he did nesuin, and then only afterwards, va'achar kach nischarish, and only afterwards he became a cheresh, so then oichalash, then she eats truma because it was a regular nesuin, the nesuin was regular. In Mamela, she is able to eat truma. On that case, the Braisa was saying, on the case of Nisuin, the Braisa said that Mace, if the Yavam dies, sorry, that if the husband dies, if Ruvain dies, v'nafal of ne Yavam Cheresh, and this Chareshes, this lady, she falls, this Bas Yisrael, she falls to Ruvain's brother, to Shimon, and Shimon happens to also be a Cheresh, so then Aicheles, through them having Bia, even though it's a Bia Garua, because he's a Cheresh, she's not having Kavana, still, she's able to eat truma, which makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense because even though it's a Bia Garua, and a Bia Garua can only make the Yavam in the same place as the Baal, but we're talking about the case of Nisuan. The Baal was Michael in this case. She was eating truma. Mamela, even a Bia Garua will continue and allow her to eat truma. Now the Braisa makes a lot of sense. There's no kashas on Shmuel. What we're left though with is a kasha from the ending, from the last words of the Braisa. The Braisa mentioned that this is, from here you see that the Yavam has more kayach than the Baal. Where do you see that over here? Where do you see that the Yavam has more kayach than the Baal? If we're talking about the case of Nisuin, so then the Baal was also able to be Meichel. Where do you see that the Yavam is stronger than the Baal? So says the Gemara, Umay Bezu, what does it mean that Bezu, you see that the Yavam is stronger than the Baal? Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you what it means. The Ilu Baal Cheresh Me'ikara, if the Baal was a Cheresh from the beginning, meaning before they did Nisuin, if there was already a case of Cheresh in the beginning, Lo Yoichela, she would not need Truma. Yet over here you have a Yavam who's a Cheresh before he marries the Yavama, before he marries her, and still she's able to eat Truma. So in that sense, the Yavam is stronger than the Baal, but he's still only taking the place of the Baal in this case. In this case, the Baal had already done Nisuin, so in a Chanami, through the Bia Garua, the Yavam's only taking the place of the Baal, but in this case, since we're talking about after Nisuin, that's why he's able to be Michael or in Truma. Ad Kan, version number one of the Gemara. Says the Gemara now, and again, this is all version number one. We mentioned what's the status when the Yavam does the Bia Garua, when he's Miyabim, Oines, Ratzon, Shoigig, Mezid, all these different things. So the Gemara brought a Machlekas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that the Bia Garua is Kana Legamre, and Shmuel said that no, it's only Kana Klapa, the things that are in the parasha. But when it comes to being Meichel Betruma, so then not. Version number one is that what did Shmuel mean? When Shmuel said that when it comes to being Meichel Betruma, so then the Bia Garua is not Kaina, it meant only in the case of Erisin. In the case of Nisuin, so then everybody would agree that even the Bia Garua is going to allow Mrs. Ruvain to eat Shimon. It's going to allow, when Shimon does the Bia Garua with Mrs. Ruvain, that's going to allow Mrs. Ruvain to eat Truma because she was eating Truma already anyways. The Machlekes was by Erisin. Rav said that it is Meichel because it's Kana Legamre. And Shmuel said that no, it's not Kana Legamre. It only makes him in place of the Yavam. And therefore, in place of the Baal rather, and therefore it's not going to be Meichel Betruma. Says the Gemara though, another version of the Machlekes, V'ika de Amri, some have a different version. That Mina Erisin, Divriako, Loyachla. Now when Mrs. Ruvain's status, when her marriage with Ruvain was only that of Erisin, and then Ruvain dies. And Mrs. Ruvain falls to Shimon. And Shimon is miyabim her with a Bia Garua. And again, her status with Ruvain was only that of Erisin. So then everybody would agree that loy achla, so then when the Yavam is miyabim her with a Bia Garua, so then she's not allowed to eat Truma. The haloy achla, b'chayibal, because she wasn't eating until now. And the Bia Garua is not going to make the Yavam better than the Baal, since the Baal wasn't being Meichel, and the Yavam's only doing doing a Bia Garua now, so that's not going to make him any more than the original Baal, and even Rav prescribes to that Svara, and that's why she's not going to be able to eat Truma Likuliyama, even if you Rav. The machlekes was, is if let's say she was already eating Truma anyway, she was married to Ruvain with Nesuin, then Ruvain dies, and Shimon's miyabim her with the Bia Garua. So does that allow Mrs. Ruvain to now go back and eat Truma? So Rav Amarei Cheles, to have us Achla Meikara. Rav says that yes, she could eat Truma, because anyway she was eating until now, so let her continue. Shmuel Amar Eina Icheles, and Shmuel says nah, because Ki Rabbi Rachmana Bia Shoigi Kemezit L'dvar Mamura B'Parsha, Aval Kol Mili Loi. Because Shmuel says a klal that when since the riboy is only in the parasha of Yibam, so it's only marbe klapi the things that are in the parasha of Yibam. It's true the Torah is marbe that this type of bia is kaina, but only klapi the things that are in the parasha. Anything that's outside the parasha, not because you could only take the place of the husband like we had in the first version. The first version is that the bia garua is only going to make him the gzeiras hakasuv is that he's like the first husband. No, says Shmuel. And this second version, that the pshat is that he's only kana, the Torah is only marbehim, klape, the things that are in the parasha. Nothing outside the parasha. Nothing. So even if Mrs. Reuben was married to Reuben with Nesuin, even though they were married with Nesuin, that's still not gonna, when Shimon is then miyabim or with the bia garua, he's still not gonna be Michael, her, and Truma. She can't eat Machmas Reuben really, because Reuben died already, and she doesn't have any kids from him. So she can't eat machmas her marriage to Reuben. The only thing that can be Michael her is Shimon be miyabim her, but Shimon wasn't miyabim her. It's true the Torah was marba that this counts as a yibam, but only klapi the things that are in the parsha, not klapi achilas truma. That's Shmuel's svara. Now it says the Gemara, ask the Gemara on Shmuel, how could Shmuel say that? That it comes out the Yavam is gonna be weaker, his Yavam is gonna be weaker than the husband's, but Vahamar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Kol Shahabal Meichel, Yavam Meichel. Anytime the original husband was being Meichel, so then when the Yavam does Yavam, even a Bia Garua, so he's Meichel. And so how can you tell me now otherwise? And we said before, it's talking about a Bia Garua, and anytime the Baal is Meichel, so then the Yavam takes his place, even through a Bia Garua, and now you're telling me that no, with a Bia Garua, he's not going to take his place. Says the Gemara, no, that Memra was not talking about a Bia Garua. Rather, Shmuel was saying something else. What he was saying was, is Ema kol Bia Shahabal Maichuba, Yava Maichuba. Any type of Bia that a husband can marry a woman with through Bia, meaning a Bia, Bia Schuppah, a Bia that's done with Kavana, so then when the Yavam does that kind of Bia, so then Maichuba, he also is able to be Maichul her. V'chol Bia. She'ina ba maichoba, but any bia that's not done with kavana, that's not done like a bia schupa, so then the husband would not be able to be maicholer, so then also when the yavam does that site, that type of yibam, ain't a yavam maichoba, the yavam also is unable to be maicholer in the truma. That's what Shmuel meant in that memra. So, but according to this second version, the Eilam Shmuel holds that when the yavam does a bia garua, he can never be maicholer. Everson for sure not. Because he's not going to be better than the Baal. Even the Suin, he's not going to be Meichelher, because he's not Kanaher, he's not Kainaher, Klape Truma, Klape Achilas Truma, it was only Klape Yerusha and the Tor Yibam, it's only Klape the things that are in the parasha, but no Shaykhis Achilas Truma. That Kinyan is not going to help at all when it comes to Achilas Truma. However, ask the Gemara, is that really true? I'll prove it to you that even at least after Nesuin, so then such a Yibam, such a Bia Garua is able to be Meichel B'Truma. We learned in the Braisa, we quoted this in the first version as well. We learned in the Braisa, Bas Yisrael Pikach Hashinis Arsel Koyin Pikach, you have a regular Bas Yisrael, who marries, who does Erisin with a regular Koyin, Fulay Hispik L'Koyin Sach and Nischarish, and the Koyin doesn't get the opportunity to do Nesuin until she already becomes a Cheresh. So Eina Aichala. So then, when she gets married, she's not going to be able to eat truma. She's not going to be able to eat truma. Gzeira atu a case of kedusha cheresh, like we said before. So she's not going to be able to eat truma. Meis. Now, if the kayin dies, if Reuven dies, v'nafna l'flei yavam cheresh, and Mrs. Reuven now falls to Shimon, who also happens to be a cheresh, which means that his yivam is going to be a bia garua. He's clearly not having kavana l'shem mitzvah. Still, the halacha is, she's going to be able to eat truma, and bezu yafek kayach yavam ibal. And in this case, the yavam has more of a kayach than the baal. So now the truth is this brisa makes it seem like even by erusin, the yavam is able to be meichler. It sounds like she fell after erusin. And meaning through Erisin, because then afterwards the Shirati became a Cheresh, and still the Yavam is able to be Meichelher. So the Gemara Batsim already and this, the problem with that is that in this second version we're saying that after Erisin there isn't anybody who holds that the Yavam could be Meichelher with a Bia Garua. From a marriage of Erisin, there's no one that holds, nobody holds, even Rav agrees that the Yavam with a Bia Garua cannot be Meichelher. But that's not such a problem, because the Gemara already switched up how you could read the Braisa in the first version. And we said that you could add in some words, add in another case, and we're really talking about Nisuan. But one thing you see for sure is that in this Braisa, there definitely is a case where the Yavam threw a Bia Garua, because he's a Cheresh, so the only Bia he could have is a Bia Garua, and still he's able to be Meichel or in Truma. So you see, a Bia Garua is Kainek Klapi Achilas Truma. You want to say it's not talking about Erisin, it's talking about Nisuan, that's fine. But you see, at least with regards to Nisuan, so a Bia Garua is kaina with regards to achilas truma. So bishlam rav mitaris kedatarits meikara. So Rav, who says that erusin, but after erusin a bia garua is not kaina for achilas truma in the second version. Fine, that's not so shver. We could answer up the brisa like we did in the first version. El Shmuel kasha, but according to Shmuel, this brisa, there's no way to understand it. The brisa says 100% that there is a case of a bia garua that's kaina even with regards to achilas truma. It's not just the things that are in the parsha. So says the Gemara that's a kasha, that's taka kasha on the shita of Shmuel according to this second version. Now the Ritva explains that the reason why the Gemara does not say Tiyufta, the reason why the Gemara just leaves it as a Kasha, is because even according to Rav, the Brais is Shver. Just what did the Gemara say? That you can answer it up the same way we answered up in the first version. So which means that anyways you're telling me that the Brais is Meshubish and it needs to be fixed up. So once the Brais is Meshubish and it needs to be fixed up, so then you can't say a Tiyufta on Shmuel when anyways this Brais is clearly not 100% clean. So once you see it's not 100% clean, so then you can't ask a tiyufta. It's still going to be a kasha. It's a kasha on Shmuel, but you can't ask it as a tiyufta. That's the Ritva, what the Ritva explains. So that's the Gemara Vayter now. So we just said over this case, Tan Rabbanan, Bas Yisrael Pikachash, and his Arsa L'Koyim Pikeach. This case, you have a regular Jewish woman, Bas Yisrael, she's specifically a Yisraelis, and she marries a Kayin. She marries a Kayin, a regular Kayin. Now we said, even though Midaraisa, after Erisin, she could already eat Truma, Midarabanan, she's not allowed to. And then, Voy Hispik L'Koyim Sach, and his Charish, and then the Kayin never got a chance to actually do Nisuan with her, until she had already become a Cheresh. So now she's not able to eat truma, because even though now she's living by the kayin, but if we allow her to eat truma, so people might think that even if he married her when she was a cheresh, she'd be allowed to eat truma after they do nisuan, and that's not true, because if they got married when she was a cheresh, that kedushin midaraisa is not a kedushin. It's only a kedushin derabanan. Kedushin with the cheresh is only chami derabanan, and there would be asr, 100% asr midaraisa for her to eat truma, so therefore they were geyser that also by nisuan cheresh, even though midaraisa she could eat, because she was ready able to eat from the erusin, still they were geyser that she's not allowed to eat. Noila la ben, the Braisa continues though. Says the Braisa that if let's say she has a child that's born to her from the Kayin, so then she could eat, because then her son is being meichel her. So then she doesn't have to rely on the Kayin, then it's the fact that she has a son that's hers through a Kayin, that itself is meichel her in Truma, and Mamela she could be Eicheles. However, Meis HaBen, what happens if the son then dies? If the son then dies, so Reb Nosson Aymer Aicheles, Reb Nosson says she could eat Truma, we'll have to understand that, the Gemara will explain. And the Chachamim say that she can't, which makes a lot of sense. And as much as you told me that without a son, we don't allow her to eat Truma, it was only when it was Noila the Ben that she was allowed to. So of course, if the son then dies, so she cannot eat Truma. The Chachamim Shita makes a lot of sense. In fact, the Gemara says, the Gemara understands the Chachamim. The Gemara just has a kasha, my time is Reb Nosson. What's the pshat in Reb Nosson? Why does he say that even after the son dies, that she's allowed to eat Truma? So says the Gemara two pshatim. Says the Gemara pshat number one. Says the Gemara Amar Rava Hayol Shekavar Achla. Says Rava an interesting svara. Says Rava, since anyways she already started to eat, so we're not going to stop her. Once she ate, so we're not going to stop her. It takes a lot more to stop her from being able to eat than it does to be allow her to be meichel. It's true the Chachamim, it's true Chazal don't allow her to eat. Nisuei Cheresh, the regalis are on that. We don't allow her to eat, but once she was anyways allowed to eat because she had a son, so we're not going to stop her now that the son died. That's what Rabbah says. We're not going to stop her. Hayol shekvar achla. However, Amar Le Abaye, and really what's even harder is to understand the Abaye's kasha on Rabbah. There's a svara to what Rabbah is saying. Amar Le Abaye says Abaye that El Me'ata, if you're telling me that there's a svara of Hayol shekvar achla, once she started, we don't make her stop. So El Me'ata, Bas Yisrael, Shanis Yisrael, if let's say you have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayin, they did Nisuin, so now she's eating Truma. Umis, and then the Kayin dies, and they don't have any children. Umisle, so Teichel. So why don't we say that the Bas Yisrael is allowed to continue eating Truma, shekvar achla, because she's already eating, so we're not going to stop her from eating Truma. So Ella, what are you going to have to say? That Kaven the Misle, Pakale Kedushte Mina. Once her husband, once the Kayin dies on her, so now his Kedusha leaves her. And Mamela, now she's not allowed to eat Truma. So Achanami, Kaven the Misle, Paka Kedushte Mina. Once the son dies, and the son was being Michael or in Truma, now that the son dies, so now his Kedusha was Paka from her, and now she's not allowed to eat Truma. So who cares if Kavar Achla? Lamaisa, that Siva went away, and therefore now she's not allowed to eat Truma. Now the cash on this is that over there it's a din taira, it's a din daraisa. If her son died, if her husband dies, midaraisa, she has to stop eating truma. So of course we're not going to say that since she was already eating, we should allow her to continue eating. Hayosha kvar akhla is not going to be matter, and it's a daraisa. But in our case of the cheresh, really midaraisa, she is allowed to eat because they did erisim when they were both normal. So she was a regular woman. She only became a cheresh afterwards. So since midaraisa, she is allowed to eat. It was just to kind of gzeir derabbananah, so then maybe there's makom to say a svar of kvar achla. So it's hard to know exactly what Abaye's kasha on Rabbah is, but that's Abaye's kasha on Rabbah. Instead, says the Gemara, El Amr of Yosef, a new pshat, explain Rav Nassan. Why does Rav Nassan say that even after the son dies, that the woman, the Chereshah, she's able to continue eating truma? Says the Gemara, because Ksavar Rav Nassan, that Nisuye Cheresh Machilim Betruma, Veloy Gazrina Nisuye Cheresh Ato Kedushe Cheresh. It's because Rav Nassan is Kaifer Bako on the whole Gezera. He really holds that there was never a Gezera. It was all the Chachamim who hold of this Gezera, that we don't allow, after Nisuin, we don't allow the woman to eat Truma. But really Rav Nassan holds that even without his son, even without his son, we allow her to eat truma because there's no gzeira. We don't make a gzeira of nisui cheresh atu kedusha cheresh. So ask the Gemara. So if so, amale abaye ihachi nailad la ben lamali. So why does the Braisa say that if she has a son and then the son dies, so then Rav Nassan says she could eat truma? Who needs the son? Even if there never was a son, she should be allowed to eat truma. So says the Gemara. Inachanami mishum rabbanon. Inachanami. Really, even if there's no son, Rav Nassan is matir mamish mitchila all the way from the beginning. As soon as they do the Nisuin, even without having a son, Rav Nassan is matter the woman to eat truma. He doesn't have a gzeira of Nisui Cheresh atu Kedushe Cheresh. So ask the Gemara, if that's true, that Rav Nassan is really matter even without a son, so the liflug Rav Nassan alayu bereisha. So right away in the beginning of the Braisa, the Braisa should have quoted Rav Nassan. The Braisa starts off Tan Rabbanon. You have a Bas Yisrael who's a pikachas who marries a kayin who's a pikeach, and then they only did nesuin after she became a cheresh, so she's not allowed to eat truma. Right then and there, the Gemara should have said, the Braisa should have said, but Rav Nassan is chaylek. Rav Nassan says I chelas. Why does Rav Nassan wait until the case of the son? He should have argued right away. So says the Gemara that shavaklu Rav. Because he wanted to wait until the Rabbanan finished saying what they wanted to say, and then afterwards he said over his argument. He was being patient, he was letting his chavrusa talk, he wanted his chavrusa to finish saying what he was saying, and then afterwards he said, you should know I argue with you on everything you said, because I hold that even without a son, I hold that mitchila, that the woman's allowed to eat truma, there's no gezeirah, nesuei cheresh, atu kedushei cheresh. So just ask the Gemara one last kasha, that Yahachi, if he was being so patient, if Rav Nassan was really just letting his chavrusa talk, so then he should have been patient to the fullest extent. And listening, Meis HaBen Einai Cheles, Rav Nassan Amarei Cheles. By the case where the son dies, why is Rav Nassan speaking up before the Chachamim? And the Braisa says that if the son dies, So Rav Nassan says she could eat truma, and the Chachamim says she cannot eat truma. Why doesn't Rav Nassan wait until the Chachamim finished talking? He should have waited. If he's being so patient and letting the Chachamim talk, so he should have said, he should have let the Chachamim say that she cannot eat truma in this case, and then I'll come and argue and say that she could eat truma. Why does he speak up first? So that the Gemara says is a kasha. I guess that's not a tiyufta, because Lamaisa, you could say he was waiting a certain amount of time. He wasn't waiting mamish all the way till the end, but that the Gemara says is still a kasha.